welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie.
Become a shameful thing to raise our country's flag, to stand up tall and sing out loud when the anthem is played, to honor those who fought and died, shouldn't be against the rules. When did it become a crime to say Jesus' name in school? As our nation lost its moral way, you'll see it in the news. Someone guns down a crowd in Vegas, we're innocent children in school. But I believe the good book says, if we humble ourselves and pray, seek the face of the good Lord and give up our evil ways, God will hear from heaven above and lend us a hand. Forgive us of all the wrongs we've ever done and heal our broken land. Heal our broken land. Others still on the color of one's skin. We were making progress, but now divided again. Our people hating one another because of our political view. Selective anger, division, and hate spread by the mainstream. Faith and family, good values were the norm. Neighbors helping neighbors, morning after a storm. But I believe the good book says, if we humble ourselves and pray, seek the face of the good Lord and give up our evil ways, God will hear from heaven above and lend us a hand. Forgive us of all the wrongs we've ever done and heal our broken would say that faith is too old. Does it only seek to justify love growing cold? But I believe the good book says, if we humble ourselves and pray, seek the face of the good Lord and give up our evil ways, God will hear from heaven above and lend us a hand. Forgive us of all the wrongs we've ever done, heal our broken land. We stand together, heal our broken land.
We started out today with Lorne Brinkman. He is our featured artist, and that was Broken Land. That is his song that is out for radio right now, and we're trying to get that spread across the United States and all over the world, to be honest. But right now, it really focuses on the fact that America is broken. Without God, it is broken, and we need God to fix it. I mean, that's all it comes down to, is we absolutely need God to fix our broken land. And it's going to take us being humbled, praying, and loving each other, and coming together in unity, starting with our family, our communities, our churches, our cities, our nation, and spreading peace and unity and God's wisdom across this nation. Let's take a minute and just hear from an ad. And, you know, having sponsors is very important, especially with what I do. You know, I may not make a whole lot off of it, but as time goes on, it builds up. And so we just take a moment and listen to this sponsored ad. Well, we made it through another amazing Thanksgiving. You know what? This year, I have so much more than ever to be thankful and grateful for. Some answered prayers, seeing things come to pass in front of my eyes, knowing that my mom, who had a heart attack on Saturday before Thanksgiving, that God saved her, that He had the right people there to take care of her. She had one stent put in that was 100% blockage, and her widowmaker was at 95% blockage. Had she not had the heart attack in the other one, she probably wouldn't have been with us much longer. So it was a very touching time, you know, something to be grateful for, that, you know, my mom did amazing through the surgery. We actually even got to have Thanksgiving at her house. So it's been pretty intense Thanksgiving season for us around here. But guess what? Now we're into Christmas season. Some people have been, you know, celebrating both all along. This year, I actually have really struggled with it. I've not been able to get my mind wrapped around it and to get myself in the Christmas mood. And so I'm actually working on that. I have Christmas stuff all over my floor, and I'm trying to get my tree up. Hopefully that will happen today. So we will see how that goes. So what about you all? When do you start celebrating Christmas? What are your traditions? What are you, you know, looking forward to for this year? Okay, what is your favorite Christmas song? I really would love to hear back from you all. Email me, dreamcatcher320@outlook.com. Tell me all about your Christmas traditions, your favorite music, your theme for your Christmas tree, you know, any of that. I would love to hear about it. One of my very favorite songs is Silent Night. And, you know, we could use some silence in our life right now. Silence from the outside voices, silence from the stress, the hustle, the fear of COVID, the election. And just, you know, I encourage you, just take time to be silent and holy. Holy moments. Can you just imagine just being still and being quiet and having those holy moments with God to bask on the birth of Jesus Christ? The fact that God came down in the form of man and gave His life for us in the form of Jesus so that He would grow up and be able to take our sins to the cross and die on the cross and be resurrected for us. There's a lot to that, and we just need to take the time to focus on that this year. You know, COVID probably has us slowed down more than ever. Some people with, you know, jobs that really just have kept on going, you really haven't had a break. But then all the other hustle and bustle, you know, going to the movies, going to ball games, going to theaters, going to concerts, all that slowed down. So in the slowness, what are we doing different? Are we spending time with family? Are we cooking more? Are we appreciating more? Are we, you know, doing what we can to spend time around the Word of God and centering our life around that? What are we doing? And I'm asking myself this question. My life really hasn't slowed down a whole lot, so I need to slow it down. I need to start saying no, and I need to start being quiet. I need to start silencing my mind, silencing the worry and the stress that's come on me, you know, from all of the news and all the COVID talk and all the masks and all the junk that we see, if we start focusing on Christ and His love and the power that is in us with that love, and we start focusing on what Christmas is truly about, it really does silence the noise. It silences the fear. So I just encourage us, each one of us, take some time. One of the things that I like to do is I have chickens, and in the mornings, even when it's cold, I've been putting my Buddy heater on and sitting out there and watching my chickens and just quieting my mind. Same thing with a fire or a fireplace. It just absolutely relaxes me. I get up in the morning, I've turned praise and worship music on, and I'm having to drown out the thoughts that are coming against me and the what ifs and the fear and what if our economy shuts down. You know, all that stuff that's coming against every single one of us right now. And then I have to say, God, You have got me through a lot of things in my life, and You're going to get me through this. I heard somebody say, though you're in the storm, don't let the storm in you. And we have to focus on the silent moments, being quiet before the Lord and letting Him love on us, letting Him restore us, letting Him encourage us and lift us up. So that's what I'm really wanting to talk about today, is just mainly to encourage you to be silent in God. Take some time to take a deep breath, take a hot bubble bath, grab you a cup of coffee, take a hot steamy shower. Some guys don't like bubble baths. Some women don't like bubble baths. Do stuff for yourself to relax. It's not selfish to quiet your mind, to quiet your soul, and get your spirit man strengthened in Him. So this is really just all I have to say today. It's a short one. I'm going to get started on my house. It's absolute disaster, and I want to put up my Christmas tree. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for, you know, listening to this podcast. Go to dreamcatcher320.com, dreamcatcher320.com. There's a lot of holiday recipes there. I'm actually going to put in the show notes a recipe that I just shared from my website that's actually for cold, like season. It's a good crock pot meal. I'm going to put that in there. And then also be sure to check out our featured artist, Lorne's link that's also in the show notes. And check out the rest of his music on his YouTube. And then we're going to end it with Silent Night by Jan Harbuck. Thank you all. God bless. Hey, so keeping it real and raw, I missed totally up on that song. It's going to be Silent Night by Phelan and Natalie Music. Yeah, it has been a long day, but, you know, I could have edited it, could have spliced it and done all that, but I thought, you know what? Let's just keep it real. It's a podcast. I'm not perfect. You don't have to be perfect to do what God's called you to do. So, again, Phelan and Natalie Music, Silent Night. God bless y'all. Check out dreamcatcher320.com.